Good evening. It is I, Metatron. I come from the collective consciousness of all that is. You are doing an exemplary job of absorbing all of these vaster components of who you are, spirit. There is much to remember, dear ones, and we are here to show you the way. Now, many of you, as Master Kathumi has said, are remembering. There's something more to this flower of life than you had ever seen before, and this is so true. The flower of life is the blueprint of everything that exists. It is the source blueprint that we talk about in the first ray of creation. It is everything that is in existence from source as part of source. That means anything physical as well as non-physical. There's no limitation to this flower of life pattern. Sometimes you may think of it as spheres within spheres. You've heard us speak of that before, spheres within spheres. I would like to briefly talk about the history of the flower of life, as this will give you a more in-depth review of its purpose. At the beginning, when Earth was first created, Source and many creator gods gathered their energies with the intention of creating a Christed planet that had some semblance of form. This planet could then transmit the Christed imaging energetics to the entire Milky Way galaxy. It was also a creative environment where many great beings could come and create in the perfected image of Source as an individual divine creator. After the intention for their creation was cast, the next step was to create a blueprint. Yes, that blueprint was the flower of life. Earth began to take on some semblance of form as the creation proceeded, always in full alignment energetically to the original blueprint of the flower of life. It was a beautiful light emanation and could reflect to the entire galaxy the energetics of Christ consciousness. Many great beings of light came to experience themselves as individual creators in form. Many had never experienced form. This beautiful planet existed in its original form for eons of time. When the creators began to experiment with form, they veered away from the original blueprint to create denser replications. They began to create anomalies in the creations. A decline of consciousness followed, and the rest you know. The blueprint of the flower of life was removed from Earth at the final cataclysm and was held in three locations: the Pleiadian star of Alcyon, the Sirian star system, and the Andromeda galaxy. It was gradually returned to the Earth during the ancient times by star beings of the Pleiades and Sirians. Even though these star beings vacated the Earth, they left the blueprint image in stone as a reminder to Earth and humans of who they were. Because of the dense environment of Earth and a third-dimensional consciousness of humanity, the energetics of the flower of life could not be recognized. As humanity began to evolve, eventually, some humans' consciousness was stimulated. This brings us to the present time. It's now time for you to know a little more about the flower of life and how it can stimulate your conscious awareness. Here are some basic concepts about the flower of life. First, there are 13 informational systems within the flower of life. And as time goes on, we will be showing you some of them. Some of them you already are aware of. The first one, there is a sector of the flower of life that's called the seed of life. It is the emanation of the first six spheres of Source that emanated from Source. Some of you call it the Genesis pattern. In your sacred Bible, it speaks of the 6 days of creation. These are those six spheres within the flower of life, and they form a six-petaled flower. The first one, the central sphere, of course, is Source. The second sphere, as it emanates from Source, creates movement within the sphere. And within that movement, light is created. And that is how those spheres emanate into the seed of life. It is when life began. In the inscriptions that are seen in the flower of life, there is a double sphere around the exterior of the flower of life. It is now time to remove those spheres because that creates one of those protective mechanisms that was needed at the fall of consciousness because humanity was not ready to enter the unlimited space. So when you remove those two outer circles around the flower of life, you continue with the creating spheres around the flower of life. You complete, at this particular juncture of evolution, the flower of life, adding and completing more spheres. The second emanation of the flower of life was the egg of life, which consists of 8 spheres stacked together in a third dimensional way. If you connect the centers of each sphere, you would create a cube. These 8 spheres correspond to our 8 original cells. This shape is the morphogenetic structure that creates your body. When you remove the outer circles of the flower of life and complete the incomplete spheres, a subset of the flower of life that is called the fruit of life is created. Is composed of 13 spheres shaped like an X with a vertical line down the center. When you connect the center points of the 13 spheres with straight lines, Metatron's cube is created. Now let's back up a little bit, because the flower of life, in the flower of life, you see no straight lines. You only see spheres. And this is the feminine aspect of Source. It's the creative, unlimited Source energy. When you connect the center point of the 13 spheres of the fruit of life with straight lines, you create Metatron's cube, which is the masculine, the divine masculine aspect of Source, creating ways in which to direct that magnificent, fluid, unlimited female divine energy, feminine Source energy, and direct it in specific ways. Most specifically, the one that relates to you as an individual expression of the Source energy. So this Metatron's cube that is part of the fruit of life begins to unify the divine masculine, the divine and the feminine expression, and creates the individual expression and form. Some time back, we spoke to you about the merging of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and we told you that in the presence of the divine feminine, the divine masculine surfaces. They merge as a unit in creation, and this is so. It is very exemplified in the flower of life and in the fruit of life as you create the Metatronic cube. The Metatronic Cube is a significant piece in utilizing the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray and bringing it into form. As you all know, there are 5 Platonic solids, and they are all contained in the Metatronic Cube. And those solids each have an element connected with them. So the elements, the fire, which is the tetrahedron, the earth element, which is the cube, then you have the air element, and you also have a water element. The elements come into play in Metatron's cube through the 5 Platonic solids. It's important for you to recognize this as you start working with the 8th, 9th, and 10th ray of creation. This Metatron's cube becomes a very significant role in that because of these solids and the presence of the elements and the various elements that create an individualized expression and form. We will not go into great detail about the Flower of Life this evening because we have presented you with a tremendous amount of information in this session. Our intention here was to give you a most important blueprint of human Christ consciousness. The energies of this blueprint will stimulate your consciousness of who you are as a Christed being of light. The source energetics of this blueprint are that powerful. It is something you need to sit with, review, and do nothing with it. Just absorb the energetics of it. Sit with it. Let the energetics stimulate your consciousness as well as the consciousness of your body. Understand that what you put into the collective consciousness of this group affects each and every one of you. So when you are triggered, when you get frustrated, pull away momentarily from that collective consciousness until you can realign yourself in your Merkaba field. And then enter back into the collective consciousness of this valuable group energy. With this element in play, Metatron's cube, in conjunction with the Flower of Life, the expanded Flower of Life, it will create some upheaval in many of you in regards to this divine masculine-feminine piece. What we touched on some months ago in regards to the divine feminine-masculine and seeding that in Earth was a very important piece of work that we did. However, it continues to evolve. The wounding of that divine feminine and masculine was very extensive in the mental emotional body. As you can imagine, when consciousness fell to the third dimension and the body was recreated in that dense third dimensional configuration. So there was a lot of wounding during that time frame. Not only that, there was a lot of wounding in each and every one of you, your genetic lineage patterns, and the programming that you received. So it may surface as these vast energetics are absorbed. I'm telling you this now because with the fuller implementation of the Flower of Life and Metatron's cube, the influence of those energetics is very extensive in your body as well as in your consciousness. So if some of the wounding arises, take care of it immediately. You have the tools. It's just creating what is needed in the configuration that is needed and drawing forth the tools, the color codes, and the light templates that were retrieved in your configuration and realigning the energetics. It will realign that masculine-feminine influence. As I have said earlier, this has been a tremendous amount of concepts and energetics that were dispersed in this gathering. So we will stop here. I would like to invite you to have a conversation with me now. If you are not too overwhelmed by what we have given you this evening, we would like to open for a brief time a conversation where you could make your comments and ask your questions. So now, take a deep breath. Be very present in the moment. And let's begin our conversation.